Welcome back to Matt Quinn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A new lawsuit, Dominion has filed new lawsuits against One American Now, OAN, and the CEO of a company called Overstock.com and Newsmax. They and other defendants for lying about Dominion's voting machines, saying that they were rigged. This is for over $1 billion. $1 billion. They're rounding up these suspects and they're going to shut this down. The reason I raise this is a new lawsuit just got filed. Adds new defendants. Remember, they've already sued Giuliani and Trump and the others who lied and Fox and all that. But this is absolutely priceless, absolutely priceless. One America Now, One America Now, One America News, OAN. What they did was, in their defense of what happened, they said, we had a, quote, expert mathematician named Ed Solomon. And this expert mathematician put in a report, and I've read some of the phraseology, it's all BS. It's, well, I have an algorithm, and it would have been as improbable as the number of stars in the universe and atoms in the universe for Biden to have won some of these states. And he just flat out says this stuff as an expert mathematician. So they dug a little bit. Guess what? OAN's expert mathematician, Ed Sullivan, spent 2 years in prison on a drug charge. Doesn't even have a college education. And he is now a swing set installer on Long Island. Very honorable job. He sets up swing sets. He's no more an expert mathematician than the man in the moon. This reminds me of Trump University, where Trump would shake down people, vulnerable people. One woman with a child with autism, she had 29 grand saved up. He charged her 28 grand. And all he gave her is a couple of motivational things. Motivational things. She was going to be a real estate magnate. And this was presented as a teacher by a guy who worked in a jewelry store as a clerk, and he was palmed off as a real estate expert. And she was going, at the end, promised that she would appear with him, they'd take a picture, and he would counsel her. She shows up at the office, there's a cardboard cutout. They said, stand there, we're going to take it with our phone, and then you can give it to employers and say you met Donald Trump. Same thing. Well, this Ed Solomon, 2 years in prison on a drug-related charge. He's not an expert mathematician, has no mathematics training at all. Swing set installer on Long Island. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
An observation and a prediction. The Republican Party is still trying to tell us, and they're believing that Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis would be their leading two going forward for 2024. Well, I got this for you. And you know it, and most all the listeners know it. Trump lost the national vote two times. He lost the midterms, both the House and the Senate. Twice impeached, and now he's up against indictments. This guy, DeSantis, with his wonderful handling of the coronavirus in Florida, I am going to predict that neither of them, Trump because of indictments and him because of his performance in Florida, neither one of these guys are going to stumble to the finish line. They're going to be yesterday's news within the next 6 to 8 months.
I hope you're right. So, Dick, they will nominate somebody in 2024. Just give me your long-term, very loose prediction. Who do you think are still possibilities? Because remember, there's the Trump cult. There's a cult. They probably have 30% of the party, maybe a third.
If they
get behind a guy, you know, it's going to be hard to beat him. I agree with you that I think it won't be Trump. And I'm beginning to agree it won't be DeSantis because he is butchering the COVID response in Florida. So who's it going to be?
Well, I don't just know for sure, but I do know this, that if it's either one of them or both on the ticket, DeSantis would take the second seat, I'm sure, thinking that 4 years later he'd have a shot at running. But if it is them, I say bring it on, because I'm betting on the country not being nearly that delusional.
I agree with you, and that's a good answer. I will say this. If Joe Biden runs again, now he'll be 82 years old. A lot of people say he can't run again. A lot of people say he couldn't win this time. He is a sly old fox. He really is. He's a good president. And assuming he has enough gas in the tank to keep doing it, he would beat any of them, okay? But if he's not our nominee for whatever reason, he may just say, yeah, 4 years is fine. I'm 82. I'm not going to do it. By the way, Konrad Adenauer of Germany back in the 50s and 60s was that old, and Charles de Gaulle. I mean, you can get leaders that are older. Ronald Reagan was 70 when he was elected and 74 reelected and served till he was 78. I mean, you know, you can do that. But let's say that that for whatever reason, Biden doesn't do it. You can't beat somebody with nobody. My view right now is the Republicans have nobody, but who do we have? You know, say, oh, Kamala Harris, because she's the vice president. Well, let me tell you something. I don't think she'll be unopposed. I don't think she'll be unopposed in the primary. And I do not know at this point who the Democrats are who could surface who have national stature. And the only comfort I take is if you look back in history, somebody always surfaces. In 1960, nobody could have predicted that John Kennedy, you know, a 46-year-old, let's see, how old was he? No, he's 43 years old. 43 years old from Massachusetts, been in the Senate for 8 years, would be a great president. Nobody could foresee that. Bill Clinton, governor of Arkansas, 1992, runs, a great president. He really was a great president. So we always pluck talent from areas where you don't necessarily think you're going to see it. We always pluck talent. The greatest talent ever plucked, Abraham Lincoln, 1860, Abraham Lincoln. He'd been served one term in the Congress. Then he opposed the Mexican-American War and he couldn't run again. Ran for the Senate and lost. He was a lawyer in a two-man firm in Springfield, Illinois. Tell you what, I've been to Springfield, Illinois. The museum is wonderful. They've restored the town. Got to go to Springfield, Illinois. The streets are the same. His law office, two guys in a law office in a small town. He goes, I'm going to run for president. And not only that, in a party that didn't exist before, the Republican Party. And they go, good luck. Good luck, Jack. Well, thank God he did. Thank God he did. We always reach down deep and find improbable people. We will do that again. Now, he was a Republican. He was the first Republican. Everything that he stood for is now in the Democratic Party, and everything he opposed, which are the segregationist Democrats in 1860, are now in the Republican Party. So things switch. It's quite strange. It's like jujitsu. So to your point, Dick, I think that I like what you're saying. I don't think Trump is going to get it. There are the and even if there weren't the indictments at some point, I've talked to Republicans who go, this is a little much, January 6th and all this. And this guy whining and insulting for four more years, he's going to have a tough time. DeSantis, if he kept his mouth shut, if DeSantis just said, I'm going to protect the kids in Florida, we're going to have masks, and I urge everybody who's over 12 to get vaccinated, and I urge the CDC to and the FDA to start, you know, working towards approving Pfizer and Moderna and all this on a regular basis, not just emergency, and everybody take it, he'd be strong. But he's looking like a nut. He's looking like a nut. People don't like nuts. They certainly do not like nuts in those kinds of positions. Now, cases among kids because the Delta variant have surged. Very, very dangerous. He is, in effect, killing kids. He ain't going to make it. But I don't know who else will. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.